Wildling, Winger, and Mamzer ass clowns across the fruited nutted Zog Plain. In the open air, coast to coast nut house, we call Zog Babylon. The third and the final. But this show, as always, is aimed at the lost and the found sheep of the house of Israel, ye chosen seed of Israel's race, ye who did hear Christ's call. Greetings. Tonight is the 7th of June, 2012. It was about 3 years ago that my acquaintance, friend, whatever, Jimmy Van Brunn, went ahead and shot up the Holyoaks Museum, or he really didn't here. The panicky niggers went ahead and shot up stuff here. And let me see. Tonight's episode is a number 125.5. And it's called Call Me Provisional Shireve of Newton County, President John D. Nutjob. I'm going to go ahead and go back to John D. Nutjob as opposed to John D. Nugent. Because the whiny little bitch went ahead and sent, sent me an email saying, don't go ahead and respond to me either here, or everyone doesn't really take you seriously. Let me see what he said here. Let me see. Essentially, he went ahead and yapped about how people do not take me seriously, and they think I'm hilarious or something like that. Let me go ahead and see what the ass clown really went ahead and said here. Let's see. Okay. Let's see what it is here. Okay. Well, hell, that's what you have when you end up having nimtard spammers here. They go ahead and spam the stupid crap out of shit here. And it's a John Doe whatever here, and essentially he thinks he's smart. He's doing me a favor by spamming me or something like that. I don't know why. I mean, when I go ahead and troll Finkelstein, at least I have something mean to say here. And essentially, I wouldn't be saying it more than once or twice here. I wouldn't be going in and spamming talk shows here. But let me see. What did John the Nutjob say here? What happens is that I accidentally was forced to upgrade to Firefox 12.0 from 3.6, point whatever, which was a lot better program. Because, well, it's a lot better program here. John the Nutjob. Morton, do yourself a favor and take me off your list. I'm not interested in your opinions, and you are derided by all who know you. Well, look, John the Nutjob, you are absolutely thought of as a delusional liar. And I was talking to Jacob Israel. Essentially, what you do is you first whine that you got molested by your mother, now you got molested by your daddy. I guess pretty well all the Nugent family, not D. Nugent, but Nugent family, pretty well use your bunghole as a receptacle here, or as an ashtray or whatever. Now, as far as not going ahead, John, I'm going to go ahead, did that job, I'm going to go ahead and ask you to sign an affidavit claiming that, if I take you off my email list, you will not go ahead and send any unauthorized or unwanted spam to anybody else here. And the answer is John the Nutjob isn't going to do it. And that's what gets me about the bowel movement, is that every single idiot inside it thinks that his notions are oh so important, and therefore everybody else ought to be censored or ought to be silent, so that in a limited amount of bandwidth that their idiocies or their delusions can go ahead and be brought up. Now, way back on the 21st of April, John the Nutjob has given off even asking people to run for him. He's not going to really run for president. He went ahead and declared himself provisional president of all the Americans. Well, most of the Americans have never heard of John the Nutjob, and those who have heard of John the Nutjob thinks he's a nutjob. And essentially, John doesn't have much in the way of good sense or honesty. Pretty well, I remember on April 9th, I went ahead and called him up and essentially gave him the time to go ahead and unmute. I'm not going to unmute you, you worthless piece of shit, number 22. I mean, I'm not sure if it's old Joe. You have these tards, they come in and they think they're doing me a favor by spamming my chat room, and they're not. I mean, essentially all they are is just a bunch of idiots who have nothing better to do than to bother people. In a real life situation, in a small community, people like that would lose a few teeth, maybe be denuded, and essentially they'd learn manners. But, well, hell, even niggers, you know, in Africa say, you know, the biggest insult is you don't know who your father is. It's simply implying that their mother was just some nigger slut who went ahead and essentially took money or cigarettes or banana in return for some nigger input. And, essentially, most nimtards don't know who their father is or forgot the face of their father, according to what Stephen King wrote in The Dark Tower. But anyway, I was going ahead and, essentially, John the Nutjob sent me an idiotic message about how most people find, you know, go ahead and deride, you know, my opinions. Well, look, John the Nutjob, we're both viewed as nuts. I'm viewed as a dangerous sociopath. You're deemed a totally pathetic nutjob feeb who don't know what the hell he's doing here. Can't go ahead and get along with your old lady, can't go ahead and do anything, living in a motel room or in a homeless shelter, running for president, and then whining like a pussy about censorship. I mean, he used to do that crap way on, what do they call it? Something about the psychopaths or something like that here. Anyway, well, looks like I went ahead and made a mistake to go ahead and unmute 14. Anyway, he was whining like a pussy, but YouTube went ahead and took down his Google page, took down his YouTube, took down a number of stuff here. And John the Nutjob doesn't seem to realize is that when you're going ahead and essentially whining about censorship, it's not a good thing to practice censorship. But, you know, hey, who knows? Anyway, where am I at here? Well, we may end up having a few little tards come in and cause trouble, and I don't worry about it. But anyway, I did go ahead and give John the Nutjob at least some credit in that, at least since he's not going to go ahead and get elected, he's not going to go ahead and even be heard as President of the United States, well, why shouldn't he go ahead and just simply up and up declare himself to be provisional president of the Americans? Now, me and Jacob Israel were laughing about that. And by the way, Jacob, I did go ahead and re-engineer the last show. And I would sort of appreciate in future things if you call in, go ahead and put the Game Boy or the computer program down. I was hearing something that sounded like a World War II shoot-em-up in the background here. I'm not sure you were playing whatever you were playing here. But I did go ahead and put the thing up here. Anyway, well, it looks like number 13 is a tard too here. Okay. Anyway. So where was I here? It'd be a hell of a deal if I have to go ahead and mute number 12 as well here. Okay? Well, yeah, he was here. With Dan Johns and the rest here, these people figure out how to use a Tor program, you know, program, and I was looking at, there is an actual JavaScript program to allow spamming on TalkStew. Okay? Okay? Alright, well, guest number 12, behave yourself, and I won't spam you, okay? Well, guest number 3, you might be a, you know, tard too here. Essentially, what happens, what these people do, is that they do go ahead and destroy freedom of speech by going ahead, and essentially you have to treat all these clowns as the same thing here. Anyway, 12 was giving out spamming tools. Well, he probably was here. It's just he doesn't, you know, he's waiting for me. I got a brand new window. I got a brand new window out. And essentially, you know, these tards went ahead and shot their wad a little bit early, is what they did. Now, I got annoyed at Firefox 12.0. It forced itself to be upgraded on Toshiba number 1. And as a result here, what I don't like about it is that it doesn't give the date, the time on the window like the Firefox 3.6 point, whatever it does. Anyway, anyway, I'm going to go ahead and cover what I'm going to go ahead and say here. What you end up having in this country, all over the place here, is you're having a rather meaningless exchange between Mitt Romney, the vulture capitalist, pretty well the character who just went ahead and used his money to do to do whatever the hell he wanted to do, Mittens, you know, Mittens is really just a piece of shit. Well, what you have against him is essentially a Kenyan or Indonesian nigger who doesn't belong in this country. And folks, you're not allowed to go ahead and say that, say as much. But you will have these Republicans, local, state, federal, and some of them will whine, while the Republican establishment just doesn't simply say, is that, look, Obongo, you are not legitimately president of the United States because, hey, you're not a citizen. You shouldn't have been allowed to be a citizen. And essentially, just make it quite clear is that whoever, you know, if Obongo goes ahead and gets reelected, he's not the president of the United States here. Well, you have the same thing. I went ahead and posted. I got in the mail a letter from Kay Baum, Newton County clerk, simply saying is that the legislature, the Republican legislature with this Republican president, Matt Ruttblunt, went ahead and signed a law which said that essentially you have to go ahead and prove that you have paid your taxes. You've got to go ahead and prove whatever you want. And essentially it was passed by saying that essentially if you were running for office, somebody had to make a complaint. But what they do is they allow the Missouri Department of Revenue bureaucrats to go ahead and rather than make a complaint, just simply say, well, you didn't file an income tax return. Well, folks, since when is filing an income tax return or a confession a portion of being a subject or being a citizen of the state of Missouri? And the answer, what I have to say, is that what I'm going to do is I'm going to do a number of things, but I'm going to simply point out is that just like in March of 2010, they refused, the Republicans and the Libertines refused to allow me to run for United States Senator, a federal position, on the grounds that I was a white supremacist. So in short, if you're white, you don't have a right to run. If you're openly white, you do not have a right to run. So in other words, this is not a representative government, and therefore it doesn't have any legitimacy. Essentially, all it is just a regime which is in power based upon a fraud. A fraud. It doesn't really mean anything. So pretty well what I would say is that, hey, folks, since white people, or even a nigger, doesn't have a right to vote for me because I'm a white supremacist, therefore they have not gotten their choice of representation, a free choice. And therefore you do not have representational government. This is not a representational democracy. This is just simply a criminal regime run under color of law and constipation and bill of goods. Not that the constipation bill of goods means anything. Any person decides what form of government he wants under. And if you don't approve that particular form of government, if it doesn't represent you, it doesn't do as you ask, then why do you have any obligation, moral and eventually legal, to go ahead and support it with either tax money or obedience? And the answer is you don't. So I'm going to go ahead and, yes, I'm going to file. You're going to have to spend $350. I'm going to go ahead and go through it. Essentially, by taking me off the primary ballot, it doesn't mean anything, because if I go ahead and get restored to the ballot, it doesn't mean anything because there's nobody running against me. And here in Newton County, the Democrats have given up on even bothering to run a candidate anymore. Essentially, all they do is just simply not bother. And frankly, I think that they did the smart thing, because Claire McCaskill is running. Folks, if you end up having to where people get in the habit of not going to vote for an election, they're not going to go ahead and vote for a Republican candidate at the presidential or state level. And essentially, Newton County's mainly Republican vote will be negated. It won't amount to nothing. There is a way, and folks, I think the Republican Party needs to be destroyed. Essentially, the rich Republicans who go ahead and sign these laws which say that white supremacists cannot run. I mean, folks, I would love to see Matt Blunt. I would love to see Sarah Steelman. I'd like to see John Brennan or Todd Akins and their families sodomized by niggers. By niggers who go ahead and vote that essentially that they own the mangina of Republican politicians. But anyway, what happens is that you have supposedly representational demonmocracy, that I call it, DemonMockrassy. Folks, this so-called representational democracy has let us down because we're not represented. We're not allowed to go ahead and be represented, not even at the local county level. And essentially what they have gone ahead and said at both the local, state, and federal level is if you're white and you have white ideas, you don't have any part in America other than to pay the taxes to support the niggers, the beaners, and the Jews. Essentially, you're nothing but a slave. And folks, why in the world should you go ahead and give any credence to that? Wes Walker was telling me last show. He was talking about how the internet calls people to stop filing. Well, folks, I was looking at Irwin Schiff's Federal Mafia, and they started giving up sending. How many people refused to file? Because it started out with about 2 million in the 70s and 80s, and then they made a big deal, the IRS did, about how many million people didn't file. So then it went up to 4 million. And then 2 years later, it went up to 6 million. And then 2 years later, it went up to 8 million. And then somewhere, I think it was 1994, the IRS stopped telling people how many million people were no longer filing. And why was that? Well, the answer was is that essentially, if you went ahead and looked at it, 2 million people didn't file. Well, why can't I be, why can't 2,000,001 be me? 4 million ain't filing? Why can't 4 million and 4 be me? 6 million people aren't filing? Well, why can't 6 million and 6 people be me? Oh, you have, 8 million people not filing? Why can't 8 million and number 8 be me? And essentially, it was going ahead and showing a increase of people not even bothering to file income taxes anymore. Well, folks, look, Missouri Department of Revenue, if you want to go ahead and make a fact is that the only people who go ahead and get to run are people who go ahead and kiss the ass of Zog and who will support the current tax structure, which is falling apart. It is falling apart because essentially all that is being done is just printing money. You don't see John Corzoni when he had stole all this money being put in jail. You don't see Wells Fargo and Jamie Dimon of Morgan Stanley or this Jew boy of Goldman Sachs. You don't see any of these criminals being put to jail, and they steal billions. So why in the world should you go ahead and support or pretend that someone like Mitt Romney, who is a vulture capitalist, is any better than a nigger from Kenya when the Republican Party refuses to go ahead and just simply go for the win by saying, hey, look, it's just a nigger from Kenya. It's not a U.S. citizen. It's not president. Anything he signed, like Romney Care, is moot. In fact, it's moot already because essentially white people ain't going to be able to pay it. So what are they going to do? Put, 40 million of us in jail? 40 million white people in jail? Well, folks, for not paying an income tax, for not paying a fine, or not doing anything, folks, all it's going to do is just mean that fewer and fewer and fewer people even bother to file income taxes. And you can't file an income tax if you don't go ahead and you have a job anymore. Folks, why in the world should you be a slave of Zog? Why should you? And the answer is you shouldn't. So anyway, I'm going to go ahead and let, you know, I'm going to go ahead and say that every single step by Zog leads to the Great Tribulation Civil War. And what I'm going to do is my best to say, let's let them have it. They want a war? They want a civil war? Then let them have it. Let them have it. So, folks, I'm going to go ahead and take a short break, and then I'm going to go ahead and encourage Russ to go ahead and call in. He'll be my first guest of the night. And we'll be back in just a few. Hail victory.
Yes, I admit we got a wigger problem. Wiggers always on my mind. The way they run to and fro, stupid ways you'll never find. Yes, I admit we got a wigger problem. Build a drop up to the top. The way they run to and fro, and they're always eating crop. I wake up and right away, stupid wiggers come to mind. The way they run to and fro, stupid wiggers you'll never find. Yes, I admit we got a wigger problem. Wiggers always on my mind. The way they run to and fro, stupid wiggers you'll never find. Yes, I admit we got a wigger problem. Build the drop up to the top. The way they run to and fro, and they're always eating slop. Wiggers keep remembering how good Zog used to be. Being caught long stone, our freedom's memory. Yes, I admit we got a wigger problem. Wiggers always on my mind. The way they run to and fro, stupid wiggers you'll never find. Yes, I admit we got a wigger problem. Build a drop up to the top. The way they run to and fro, and they're always eating drop. The way they run to and fro, and they're always eating crap.
Hello, Russ.
Hey.
How you doing?
Pretty good.
Okay. Well, anyway, we have a few spamming tards here, among them guest number 12. He's waiting his chance to go ahead and do it here. Yeah, this John Doe 123456. At last night's call, he went ahead and revealed that he pretends to be Logan Hunter and says he's going to kick your ass. And
yeah,
you know, essentially him and this Kurdish Jew, you know, who's invaded Sweden, have discovered a number of trolling tools for TalkStew. And what they do is they manage to go ahead and get JavaScript and use the Tor browser to go ahead. They use the Tor browser and they have about, a fraction of a second to go ahead and get in the spam before TalkStew goes ahead and mutes them. And what happens, you can go ahead and use the Tor browser like I do on one of the computers. Essentially, I don't really spam them. I mean, I just go ahead and get my message about Finkelschini's, you know, past criminal history and a number of other things here. But essentially this John Doe whatever and sometimes this Umumu goes ahead and they get in, and so does Chat Nuker. And they have their little fun trolling here. So don't worry about these tards coming in. I'm keeping an eye on guest number 12. Pretty well, for whatever reason, on Toshiba number 1, it uploaded Firefox 12.0. And I didn't want to have it, but it goes ahead and loaded it up. So it acts a little bit faster. It doesn't, it's sort of more like Google Chrome than it is, Firefox 3. Whatever. So it doesn't get flooded as well, but it doesn't go ahead and give the time like I like saving. So I have it on Toshiba number 2 and Toshiba number 1. So, in any case, how you doing, Russ?
Hey, look, these guys, these, whatever you want to call them, spammers, they're sick.
Yeah, they're sick. They're just simply degenerate animals.
Okay, that, if you believe, like I do, a freedom of speech, you're going to allow them to say their stupid nonsense. They're going to stand before Yahweh someday and have to explain this crap.
Well, I don't believe they're going to have to explain this crap because I don't believe they're white. I don't believe that they have souls, and therefore I don't believe they're going to be in front of Yahweh. They're just
right.
Animals, but, I mean, they are what they are. They are what they are. You know what I mean?
They may be spicks, niggers, chinks, whoever they are. I don't know who they are.
Mm-hmm.
But they're sick. They're perverts. But the fact is, Martin, is that this shows that you're not like Finker and these other guys. You allow them to put this nonsense up there. And I'm not afraid of it either. You know what I mean? This my attitude, and I think your attitude is the same way, is you attack this ignorance and ludicrousness and sin, for whatever, that may be the wrong word to use, for what it is. Call it just what it is.
Well, these small-time, petty animals simply go ahead and illustrate that the population...
Animals wouldn't do this nonsense.
Well, yes, but they're a little bit...
Worms.
Well, what happens is there used to be this guy named Pastor Weissman. He was a kid from Chicago, and he used to call them sub-animals, is what he used to call them. And essentially that's what they are. They're sub-animals. They're dangerous animals, and they're smarter. They can go ahead and cause more trouble. But you got to understand is that we live in a society where creatures like that are allowed to be born. And way back when, I mean, they would have, well, essentially, they'd have starved to death, or, I mean, essentially, they would have been on the very low standard of the social order and not paid much attention to them. If they got out of line, you would deal with them right then, right immediately.
Look, they are so obviously sick, they're ignored, basically. No one takes anything they say seriously. This guy from Pennsylvania asked me, is Jean Stapleton or Maureen Stapleton hotter? I don't know who either woman is personally.
I think Maureen Stapleton was the old, fat liberal heifer who played Archie Bunker's wife or something like that here.
Archie, whatever his name was, yeah. Mm-hmm. And who is Maureen Stapleton? I don't know who she is either.
She was the heifer who played Archie Bunker's wife, Edith.
Then who's Jean Stapleton?
I guess it's her sister. I don't know.
Yeah, so Joe Pennsylvania knows more about women than I do, because I don't know who either of them are, actually, but that's okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, in any case, I went ahead, I got, I wasn't quite sure what I was going to go ahead and talk about, but what I got is I got a letter from the, from the county clerk, K-Baum. I went ahead and told her to send me a letter, the demand by the Department of Revenue, the demand by the rest here. I told her to go ahead and look up as to whether, see, according to law, I have, 2 weeks to go ahead and find a new candidate for sheriff. I'm not going to do that, but I'm going to go ahead and use the time to go ahead and file a Title 42, Section 1983, an election law, complaint, to where, essentially, I'll go ahead and bring up all this other stuff here, but, I mean, essentially what happens is that in 2006, the Missouri, General Assembly, which had a Republican, General Assembly, and had Matt Blunt running it, who was a Republican governor, one-termer, they went ahead and essentially used the excuse that somebody didn't pay some taxes that was owed, and essentially, therefore, he shouldn't be allowed to run for office here. And this guy said, well, the taxes are in dispute. Well, it doesn't really matter. The original actual says is that somebody has to make a complaint, you know, before they can go ahead and work on it. Somebody has to put his name onto the complaint. So essentially, if the person who's complaining is an opposing candidate, he can go ahead and essentially get a bunch of shit for it. But also, what happens is that these matters can't be in dispute here. If there's an actual litigation that can be in dispute here. Now, what happens is that Roxy, she gets a VA check and she doesn't pay taxes, file income tax return. They have not sent a single thing to her. They just simply concentrate on me. Now, back in 1995, I had a big old fight with the Missouri Department of Revenue over income tax. And essentially, I just simply said is that, well, I don't believe I have to file. You know, file, but, you know, in any case, state of Missouri, you got withholding. And we end up talking for about a day up in Jeff City where a bureaucrat pretend to be an administrative hearing judge. And essentially, just like all these little bureaucrats, they're just thieves and criminals who are pretending to be an actual judge and run a court of law. And in the state of Missouri, you have one, the Missouri Bill of Goods, Article 1. You have Section 31, which says that no bureaucrat can go ahead and set anything like fines or imprisonment for not paying attention to their bullshit. Essentially, in order to do anything, look, Mr. Bureaucrat, you have to go through the court. You have to go through an independent version. But essentially what this guy's done is that they've gone ahead and they're foaming at the mouth that, well, essentially Lindstedt, he wants to run and we're not going to allow him to run for sheriff. And there's so many violations of even the so-called statute where it conflicts with a whole bunch of other statutes and also the Constitution of Missouri that, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and file a constitutional challenge. I'm going to go ahead and ask that this law be overturned. And I'll ask that while this thing wins its way through federal court, that anybody else who's kicked off the ballot be restored to the ballot. And failure to do that means that the elections don't mean anything. Now, I don't believe these elections mean anything. And Missouri became a state in 1821 or something like that.
1820, Missouri Compromise. You should know that.
Okay, Missouri Compromise. I think it didn't become a state actually until 1821. But you had a preamble to the Missouri Constitution, and one of the main things they were worried about, because it became a slave state, it was above the line. And essentially, they added Missouri as a slave state. And where the slavery in Missouri was most important was what was called Little Dixie, which was the band of the Missouri River going across the state from, quote, Westport, which became Kansas City, to St. Louis. And essentially, Jesse James lived in Cass County and Clay County.
Martin, in okay. Rural Missouri, they called. That's a side point. Maine and Missouri came into the.
They both came in. What happens is Maine got, you know, Maine used to be part of the Massachusetts Bay Colony, and they cut off the vast majority of it from Massachusetts and added it as a free state to go ahead and go against the Missouri being a slave state. And then Dred Scott versus Sanford, essentially, Roger B. Taney went ahead and says that niggers don't have any right, the white man has any burden to respect. Essentially, no nigger can be a citizen, no nigger can be a voter, no nigger can be anything other than property or not property. But essentially, a nigger don't have any rights that a white man need respect. I mean, Roger Taney said that. He was the head of, the United States Supreme Court in 1857. And one of the things he said is that since niggers don't have any rights, the Missouri Compromise is essentially unconstitutional because essentially all it was just a deal to go ahead and pretend that niggers had rights and that they would be free in some places. Remember?
Well,
I don't know if you remember. You weren't around then. Even you weren't around then. And you weren't cabin boy aboard Noah's Ark either, were you?
Pardon?
Well, I said remember, and I didn't mean to imply that you would have remembered it personally. I don't think you were around in 1857, nor do I think that you were cabin boy aboard the Ark, nor do I think you were running around hunting dinosaurs either. But, never mind, just a little joke. Okay? But increasingly, the legitimacy of this regime comes across, comes across the Declaration of Independence, which was really the founding document of this country. And it said that, essentially, if you don't like the form of government you have a obligation, you have a duty, you have a right to go ahead and essentially overthrow it and set up a new form of government, correct?
That's absolutely true.
So as a result, in an age of biological warfare, and as always, guerrilla warfare, I mean, essentially, if I think I'm being treated unfairly by the government, morally, I don't have any obligation to support it. And I certainly don't have, or neither does any other white man, have any obligation to support this regime. Essentially, if the state of Missouri, Secretary of State has ruled, essentially, that a white supremacist cannot run for office. You understand what I'm saying? Or someone who has not paid taxes.
I mean, I don't know. You filed a lawsuit once before in this thing, and that was, I don't know what the deal is.
That was the Obongo lawsuit. They never answered what I actually said.
What they're saying is that you have to pay a poll tax. Before you can even vote, you have to pay a poll tax.
Well, you have to go ahead and file a poll tax. Essentially, what happens is that's another thing I'm going to bring up. They're going ahead making the filing of an income tax form into a poll tax of sort. But only for white people. And only for certain people.
It's a lot more insidious than a poll tax because it requires a confession, a declaration of certain beliefs, which you don't happen to believe, that's all.
Oh, yeah. Well, I've already been told that I cannot run for federal or state office because I'm a, quote, white supremacist. That the political parties, even the so-called libertarians, well, they have a right to go ahead and say, well, we don't like what you think, and therefore you cannot run. Therefore, you cannot be on the ballot. So, what I really like about this thing is that it's an invitation to civil war. It's an invitation, essentially, to not paying taxes. It's a invitation to not obeying any of the rules of, that these people make up. Tonight, they were bitching that a bunch of these thieving bastards in California decided they were going to go ahead and put a municipal tax at 1 cent per ounce for every sugar drink sold inside their town. And essentially, I think you just had a bunch of thieving Richard Beaners and a bunch of Anglo Mestizos go ahead and vote. But essentially, let's say you have a 12 ounce can of Coca-Cola. That means that for every can, there's 12 cents which are going to go to this city. Now, it's a stupid notion because essentially it means that there's not going to be a grocery store in that city because everybody's going to go to another city and buy their sugar drinks, correct?
A little thing about this thing, but it's another tax, a bunch of nonsense. You know?
Okay, guest number 12, he's playing the little game. He's a spammer himself here. What these spammers do, essentially, is they get on there, they spam, then they whine like a pussy that essentially I've gone ahead and punished everybody else for the same stupid shit that he's pulling. You know what I mean? With another sock puppet. All right, folks, I've heard you. Guest number 12 is blocked here. And the reason you're blocked, guest number 12, is I knew damn well you were a spammer. But what happens, I let you go ahead while on another computer, you and some other nimtards go ahead and spam the fuck out of this chat. So what happens, you ask for individual punishment for individual sins? Well, guest number 12, you got it. You got what you asked for. All right? Guest number 12 might even be an Israelite. You remember when the children of Israel kept on whining like pussies to Moses, "Oh Lord, were there not graves in Egypt that you sent us to die in the wilderness?" I think that by this time they should have set to music. And essentially Moses went ahead and said, "Okay, you goofy fuckers, you get your wish. You wanted to die out, you wanted to whine about it? Very well, you've been sent out here to die in the wilderness." And essentially, that's what happened to him, wasn't it? You know what I mean?
That's what happened.
So anyway, guest number 12 wanted individual punishment for individual misconduct. Well, guest number 12, you got it. Huh?
He was talking about the Denver Pro football or something, and some Navy SEAL and something. What is he talking about? Well, I don't know.
I have no idea. You end up having a bunch of these Whigger Pro football players. What they do is that, well, sort of like, you remember this guy, what the hell was his name? Tillman. I believe it was Pat Tillman.
Right.
Pat Tillman was a wannabe, I guess, football quarterback. The false flag 9/11 thing occurred, so he went ahead and he put on his pro football career, which may have not been all that good, on hold. He went ahead and joined and went over to Afghanistan and got killed over there by essentially a friendly fire. MPO.
Right.
And essentially, they covered it up, and I guess one general got fired for it, but essentially most of them got away with it. And essentially what happens is Pat Tillman was a Whigger. He wanted to go ahead and believe Zog and be patriotic, and essentially he got for his pains a bolt in the back and a whole bunch of lies about how he was a great hero. Well, essentially he was just a tard who got shot in the back here by his own incompetent fellow jupes here.
Never get married, never have children, he'll be dead for an eternity of time. He was a complete jackass, you're right. He wanted to fight.
Well, he was a stupid Whigger. He was a Zoggling Whigger ass clown. And this is what's happening to Zoggling Whigger ass clowns all across the Zogland.
Yeah.
Essentially, they're given a false choice to vote for Mittens here, as if that's going to go ahead and mean something. If I really was a Republican, a high level Republican like John Bonier, I'd just simply say, look, Obongo, really isn't president. I'm not going to recognize him as president. Essentially, he's just a nigger from Kenya or Indonesia. He's just a fraudulent nigger. He's not really president, and this Obongo care is not going to be repealed because essentially it was just the act of fraud. Same way with old Dirty Harry Reid here. I imagine that essentially the Tea Party clownists who went ahead and worked against him, he went ahead and squeaked through with some vote fraud. And essentially, these elections don't mean anything. If you're not going to hold open, free, fair, honest elections, why in the world should we pretend that you are now a legitimate elected official? And if you're not, and if you go ahead and go along with it, anything you say is not, anything you write isn't for real. Now, in the case of Matt Blunt, he was such a stupid thief that essentially even his own political party told him, just leave. And he just went in there for one term. They figured out Jay Nixon was going to go ahead and win. Now, in the case in Missouri, you have a Democratic Secretary of State. She's not running again. But essentially, here they are, whining like pussies that niggers aren't getting a vote because they don't have, proper ID, or they have felonies, or they have this, or they have that. And she's whining like a bitch about how awful it is that niggers don't get to vote. But here she is going ahead and telling people, well, essentially, this guy didn't sign the confession. This guy, we don't like him. This guy, we're going to go ahead and have a bureaucratic decree from a lawyer saying that, you haven't signed a confession, therefore you don't get to run. And essentially it is, I went ahead and talked to Kay Baum and, pretty well pointed out a number of other statutes that's been around that essentially made the question of, what's the deal? What happens if the electors of the Libertarian Party decide to have me, as their candidate, regardless of whether or not I have gone ahead and filed an income tax return? Since when do you have to go ahead and pay, like you say, a sort of a poll tax in order to go ahead and run? Since when, if you don't like what I stand for, essentially, the whole purpose of pretending to have elections is that so these things can be decided electorally. But what they've done is you've gone ahead and said not only have you disenfranchised me, you've gone ahead and disenfranchised anybody who wants to vote for me because I'm a quote white supremacist. Let's say a nigger wanted to vote for me. He believes that white supremacists run the great global plantation better than this nigger like Obongo does. Let's say a nigger wanted to vote for me. Hasn't he been disenfranchised too because he's not allowed to vote for me? Right?
One of my friends said, I can't even call Obama a nigger because he's a mongrel. Mongrels are the bottom of the barrel. They are the apex bottom of the barrel.
Well, yeah, they're abominations in their Christian identity law. You know what I mean? They're lower than dogs. They're lower than the pure-blooded beasts of the field. Okay? Right?
They're the bottom of the barrel.
Yeah. And the thing about it is that they are at war with themselves here. A little bit of white, you know, sort of like Brian Real. Brian Real is at war with itself here. I need to go ahead and put that up here. But essentially, here he was talking about how he's going to go ahead and die in a shootout with police here. At the same time, he's going ahead and writing the Lake County, Ohio Sheriff's Department, whining like a pussy that, oh, no, you know, they're maniacs, they're terrorists, they're domestic this, they're domestic that. And, you know, him and Eli James get the Secret Service out after me. You know what I mean? Well, we will see guest number 3, 4, and 6. I mean, essentially, you're a tard, number 46. What happens is this tard who's spamming the chat room, he went ahead and he's John Doe, whatever. And essentially, he wants to be a great spammer like Chat Nuker and Joe Blow, and he's not all that successful. He doesn't seem to understand is that this is not a friendly or decent thing to do. But let's see, let's get on to, you know, what I see is, for example, they had a big old rally because essentially they managed to pass this time for Spain, claiming that they would go ahead and pay Spain's debts. Did you hear that in the news today?
No, I haven't heard
that. So-called news. Well, essentially, what happened to Greece? I mean, essentially, Greece is a dead issue. And essentially, you know, they're going to stick a fork in Greece. But now they're talking about Spain, and they had a big crash on Friday. And today they had a little, plunge protection thing here to where essentially, you know, it roared back with news that essentially the German taxpayer was going to somehow subsidize the banks who had gone ahead and bought all the Spanish bonds or something like that. Now, what happens is that Angela Merkel, about, 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, she lost big time in this state of Westphalia in Germany. See, Germany is divided into a number of provinces as well. You know what I mean? Or independent states.
Tired of bailing everybody else out eventually.
Well, what happens is that the Germans already are tired. They've gone ahead and told Angela Merkel's party is essentially we're going to go ahead and go with the Social Democrat Party. And I think pretty well, see, what happens is what Germany wants to do is it wants to go ahead and sell its manufactured goods to the rest of Europe, but the rest of Europe really can't afford it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So as a result, what they've done is that they have imposed upon the German taxpayer in order to prevent from having to go ahead and pay out social welfare payments. Now, when I was in Germany 30 years ago, young people would be essentially, even if they didn't have a job, you had, 12% unemployment then. There was 3 marks to the dollar. And essentially, they went ahead and paid out a whole bunch of, essentially they had a social welfare experiment. Now, what they tried to do is lessen social welfare by essentially going ahead and backstopping these banks, which would allow countries which lied their way in to the EU, like Greece and Spain, to go ahead and come in. And essentially what they did is they allowed these Greek, government workers to have essentially the equivalent of $100,000 a year pensions here. Sort of like in the state of California. State of California has had a lot of municipalities go ahead and declare bankruptcy because essentially they had a bunch of thieving, chief of polices who would go ahead and make essentially $800,000 a year on their pension funds. And essentially, you're having a meltdown in California. A big time meltdown. In the case of this small town, in this mid-sized city, essentially you had the city council saying they were going to go ahead and charge a penny an ounce tax on sugar drinks to prevent people from getting fat. And what they've done is, I guess the voters have to either approve that sort of thing or something, but essentially I think it's going to be dead in the water. But let's say that tax passes in that town. Can you see any grocery store, if it manages to survive, selling very much in the way of Coke?
No.
No.
Martin, when has government ever looked out for the people? Remember Samuel went to Yahweh?
Mm-hmm.
People, remember Samuel went to Yahweh? The house of Israel wanted a king like all the rest of the nations, and Samuel tried to talk them out of it, and he went to Yahweh, and Yahweh said, Samuel, they've not rejected you, they've rejected me.
Exactly.
The government is satanic. Every facet of government is satanic. And even when it's cloaked like something beneficial, like a penny an ounce tax on cigarettes or carbonated drinks or something like that, it is still evil. It still seeks to steal from people.
Mm-hmm.
If people, this nation was built on the principle of life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. If people want to drink 75 ounce drinks of Coke and coupled with beer and hog guts and everything else, that is their damn business as far as I'm concerned. They should be able to use marijuana and morphine and all those damn drugs, whatever they call those things. This is the fundamental principle of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And I'm totally against all this bullshit about taxing cigarettes and liquor and everything else, even though I don't drink and I don't smoke. But if people want to do it, they've got a right to do it. That's just my attitude on the subject.
Well, what happens is that supposedly Lord Cornwallis, wrote a letter to George Washington saying within 10 years you would be under the dominion of the Bank of England. And what happens is actually more like 13 years later. No, what was it? It was 8 years later. They had this little constipational, convention here with a bunch of masons and lawyers getting together. And essentially what happens is that it was a totally illegal criminal conspiracy, and they come up with a constipation. And Patrick Henry said, well, I'm not going there because I smell a rat. And essentially, don't ratify this worthless piece of shit. And through fraud, through intimidation, through tricks, they managed to go ahead and supposedly ratify it. But when George Washington was president, two states had not ratified it, North Carolina and Rhode Island. Hadn't ratified it. Hadn't ratified it at all. And later on, here comes Alexander Hamilton, and he's a half-Jew bankster who's running for the Rothschilds.
Obama's a Jew nigger.
Yeah, Obama's a yellow, he's sort of like Colin Powell, he's a yellow yid, you know what I mean? A shit-colored yellow yid.
Part nigger, Obama.
Yeah.
Lincoln was, and Slavin was, Alexander Hamilton. They're all part Jews and part niggers.
Yeah, well, they were, I sort of believe the Willie Martin heresy, to where old Satan, came in the body of a nigger and had sex with Eve here, the Willie Martin heresy. But, I'm looking at this here. There's this one tart here. anyway, shouldn't be looking at this, but essentially, These people went ahead, the anti-federalists, everything they said against the constipation and bill of goods turned out and was even worse than what it, sounded at here. They never should have gone ahead and got together, but, they did, and as a result, when the people who were in power, they went ahead and they got this melungeon, dishonest Abe Lincoln, who went ahead and promised they'd ship the niggers back to Africa or to Nicaragua or Cuba or whatever.
I was hoping, I'm going to get off, I was hoping Jerry Visser would come in, because I always enjoy when you and he go at it,
What happens, Visser, over on the Manzer barrel, what happens, they're whining and pissing and moaning, because essentially I got banned for 3 days over the weekend.
This guy, 51, is a jackass clown. Who the hell cares if niggers are offensive to niggers? They're goddamn animals. 51.
Well, heck, he's probably part nigger himself here. You'd be nice. Okay?
There's no respect. That just shows how this whole world is upside down. Anyway, I'm going to take off.
Okay. Well, have you heard from Logan recently?
Oh, I haven't. I don't know anything about him.
Okay. Old John the Nutjob. I didn't have his email address, but he went ahead and he whined like a pussy. So I don't want to get any more of your emails here.
Wait, Logan, you don't have his email address?
No. John the Nutjob. You know what I mean?
I don't know who he is.
John DeNugent.
Oh, I'll email it to you if you want me to.
No, I already seen it here. I went ahead and got his email, and old John DeNugent was whining, I don't want any more emails from you. You know, so I was wondering here, does he go ahead and force himself on you, or do you force yourself on old John?
Yeah, I don't necessarily agree with everything that DeNugent does, but he's put out some phenomenal videos.
Well, he does have some pretty good stuff. It's just that what he does, he always starts whining about how he was sexually molested, first by his mother, and now by his daddy, and now by everybody, including the family dog. And, you know, for a number of years, he'd been running for president. So on the 21st of April, he declared himself provisional president. And I think I'm going to do the same thing. I'm going to go ahead and make myself provisional Shireve of Newton County. You know what I mean?
He's got 52 is funny. I'm Crash Rio, my grandfather is black.
well, you got a lot of... Old Brian, he had a whole bunch of shit in it. Sometimes he looked like a gook, and sometimes he looked like a beaner. Most times he looked like a beaner, and sometimes he looked like a nigger. Heck, he had thicker lips than old Jimi Hendrix, you know what I mean? Or Angela Jolie.
Beast animals in the field. The word beast applies to the Bible about 85 times, and they ain't talking about camels and mongooses. Anyway, Martin, I'm taking off.
All right, well, I'll talk to you later, Russ. Okay, hail victory.
Good night.
All right, good night. Anyway, I'll go ahead and let Russ go here. He gave me, 32 minutes? So we'll go ahead and take another break. Hail victory. Hey, Maui, let's go to Vegas. Kiss a white chest, life goodbye. Hey, Nookie, let's go to Vegas. Bet on Rust and let come fly. Humping on the bank of the river, stars are dense, love your twat. Humping you is what I live for, I just had a wigger thought. Hey pussy, let's go to Vegas, kiss a white cast, life goodbye. Hey pussy, let's go to Vegas, bet on lust and let come fly. We'll find a little CI chapel, a pair of goose and Eli or two, underneath the rumpled cheese, like a pair of minks will screw. Hey pussy, let's go to Vegas, kiss a white chest, life goodbye. Hey nookie, let's go to Vegas, bet on lust and let come fly. Viva la Vegas, sparkling lights, humorous living, pubic lice. I'm your dick and your hole now, honey, and you're my mamzer's fuck. You can diddle me without any money, no one but me gives a fuck. Hey pussy, let's go to Vegas, kiss a white chest, life goodbye. Hey nookie, let's go to Vegas, bet on lust and let come fly. Viva Las Vegas, sparkling lights, humorous living, your pussy's not tight. I'm your dick and your hole now, honey, and you're my mamzer's fuck. You can diddle me without any money, no one but me gives a fuck. Hey pussy, let's go to Vegas, kiss a white chest, life goodbye. Hey nookie, let's go to Vegas, bet on love and let's come fly. Hey pussy, let's go to Vegas, kiss a white chest, life goodbye. Hey nookie, let's go to Vegas, bet on lust and let come fly. Bet on lust and let come fly. Bet on lust and let come fly. Look at me, I'm April Gady. horny as a skank can be. I'll gobble your cock, yes, you're an Aryan rock. Sure enough, I'm April Gady. Thump it! Hey, I'm Wigger Swill. Beat my hogs like Buffalo Bill. Slap all them skanks, don't expect me no thanks. Long as I do get my fill. I don't wait, no prayer, don't de-louse me with care. I get full from one blue job. Get your mamzer paws on my silky jaws. You can't pull that crap with a net. As for you, Hal Covington, I know what you don't want done. Don't want pussy crust, I'm no object of lust. I'm just old April Gady. Calgy, Calgy, let me be. Says keep that poontang far from me. See, I cool, now I'm starting to drool. Can't forget, I'm April Gady.
Are you making fun of me, Pope Marty?
Some pitbulls are so fucking touchy. Okay, someone went ahead and asked if I go ahead and stop. I go ahead and unmute. The guests here, if somebody stops spamming here. Folks, I mean, what happens is that, let me see, 53 and 54 have been spamming here. And essentially what they need to do is they need to go ahead and prove that they'll stop spamming before I go ahead and unmute all the guests here. Let me see. Let's see if number 12 here, who essentially asked for something and they got it. Let's see if guest number 12 has learned something. Guest number 12, have you learned something? What happens, guest number 12 was whining like a pussy about me muting all the guests here because of the acts of the bad figs here. And what I did, I said, okay, guest number 12, I know that you're one of the little tards here who's playing a little game, so if you want individual responsibility, I went ahead and muted him. So, guest number 12, come on. Here's your chance. Have you learned anything, guest number 12? Most of these critters are not able to learn anything because they are what they are. A mamzer is not able to learn to behave himself. Okay? Let me see. Yeah, you have... Okay, well, I'm glad to see you've learned something here. So, in any case, guest number 51, 53, 54, 55... If you guys can go ahead and stop spamming for this next segment, I will definitely unmute any new guests that come in. Okay? Alright? Okay. So, anyway, as far as, look, John Doe, whatever, you don't need to go ahead and spam to, I don't really advocate spamming Finkelsteinies or Liars or Dan Johns. Because I don't really think I spam them. I end up because they don't want to essentially live with the consequences of who they are and what they be. Essentially, I like muting all the guests here, and I don't see a problem with using a Tor browser to occasionally say a few zingers here when these people are just simply lying. Okay? Now, as far as me declaring, I guess it would suit old John the Nut Job to essentially for me to go ahead and call myself super provisional president of all the non-Americans and all the Kwans and whatever. But essentially, I'm not out to go ahead and trump a chump. Now, John the Nugent, I remember, 3 years ago, he was talking about apocalypse of the psychopaths, about how all these people are psychopaths. I agree with John Nugent. But he was whining like a pussy, essentially for me going ahead and saying a few things that he didn't agree with on his own little forum. And essentially, he was talking about censorship. Now he goes ahead and he sends another little message here. I don't like what you have to say. So I'm probably thinking, look, John, in that job, what I'm going to do, tell you what, you go ahead and sign an affidavit that you will not force yourself upon anybody who doesn't want to receive your spam here, and I will not go ahead and send you another email or anything like that. But let's not go ahead and pretend that we're a unified, happy little family when we're not. I didn't go ahead and list the White Voice. I didn't go ahead and list Errol Covington's thing here. Pretty well, I went ahead and got a few things. I got in one thing to say on Covington's blog. And essentially, you have this guy named Rudell, who I call Judell. He's over on Hunter Walsh's thing here. You have another, this Calguis who here. He don't like Chris Yandini. He is so much smarter than that. He just loves the wonderful Revilio P. Oliver. Now, let me go ahead and tell you about intellectuals here. They're smarter than God and dumber than dirt. But Revilio P. Oliver essentially got old, got feeble, got sick, and shot himself. But one of his last essays was bemoaning the fact that Christianity is no longer the religion of the West. Now, when it comes down to it, the people who even think of themselves as Christians, who live a Christian life, is down to 12% of the Uyghurs. Boo-hoo-hoo. It's so awful that there are no longer any Christians for us wonderful intellectuals to live off of. None. None at all. And so, what was his complaint here? His complaint was, sound just definitely like a Jew, was that they don't make Christians like Jesus Christ anymore. Look, if you end up on Covington's forum sounding like you're a retard reject from VNNF or Stormfront, the way you don't like Christians and you certainly don't like Christian identity, well, folks, you belong on Stormfront, you belong on VNNF and Stormfront more than you belong on Covington's forum here. Or his blog. But I got annoyed because I think I got censored by Covington's little moderator on there. He didn't like me going in and chewing these tards, tearing these tards a whole new one. And essentially, I'm not going to really worry about too much. I'll go ahead and see the way to go ahead and bring in traffic to your forum or traffic to your web page. Okay, well, what happens is I'm just going ahead and, you might go ahead and look at this one thing here on this blog here. I end up getting censored, I think, on this one blog here. But then again, I mean, a lot of people, they're sort of scared of what I'm going to go ahead and say because essentially I don't pull any punches here. I pretty well pointed out that essentially this anti-Christian horseshit doesn't get you very far because, well, it's just like with Linder, just like with Trader Glenn Miller. If you are going to essentially say that you don't believe in God, you just believe in yourself, well, why in the world do you have to go ahead and talk about Revilio P. Oliver? Let me tell you who Revilio P. Oliver's biggest disciple was. None other than Kevin Alfred Strom. So when Kevin Alfred Strom got accused of being a child molester, what happens, old Kevin went ahead and folded, took a plea deal, whereas I didn't. I went ahead and had to endure a whole awful lot of shit. But I did. I did endure it. As I look at it, when you go ahead, look, regime criminal, look, Mr. Policeman, look, Mr. Social Worker, when you go ahead and destroy a family, a white family, essentially what you've done is that you have passed a death sentence upon your entire family. I'm not interested. You know, and this is why I try to keep on telling people is that 10 million ex-Uyghurs cannot keep 120 million Uyghurs, zoggling Uyghur ass clowns in check, and cannot keep 170 million muds and Jews and cruds in check any more than one of you Uyghurs can go ahead and keep 10 other Uyghurs and 17 Jews. Folks, you're not Napoleon. Napoleon was sort of legendary in that he could go ahead and supervise directly up to 50 people, they said. Can a Whigger go ahead, even if he has the leadership potential of the 1 in 20 of the 5%, even if he has the intelligence and the will? Well, let me see. 12 and 17, not to 30. That means even if you were a Napoleon Whigger, you would still have about 8 or 9, Jews and Whiggers and the rest running wild. Now, can you go ahead and control their conduct if they're all dead? Yes, for sure you can. Folks, I have a political saying in that, folks, there is no political question which cannot be solved without going ahead and killing a couple hundred million problem makers. That's why I believe, folks, you go ahead and you see this, you have every little city council going ahead with the delusion that they get to go ahead and, let's say a 12-ounce can, six-pack, 12 times 6 is what, 72? Essentially, they're talking about putting a citywide tax of $7.20 on a six-pack of Coke or Dr. Pepper or Mountain Dew or Pepsi or whatever. And if you end up, essentially, do you think that the Walmart in that town is going to go ahead and sell sugary drinks if they have to go ahead and pay a penny an ounce for it? Do you think any grocery store is going to sell any drinks? Most grocery stores will go ahead and leave just like they do Detroit. But you end up having these cities thinking that they get to go ahead and pass a rule going ahead and raising taxes on the necessities of life of their people. Folks, if I was them here, I'd just simply charge a dollar per pint of blood for every regime criminal, every pig, every social worker, and essentially anybody gets to go in and demand, well, hey, you got, what, 5 pints of blood in you? $5 right now. Or what happens, I go ahead, just take a knife, and we spill it on the ground. All this sort of stupid crap is just an incitement to civil war. Because if you do not have regime criminal, if you do not have, legitimacy, if you don't have a reason to where you actually went and endured an actual contested election. Now, I'm not talking about the little clowns that you go ahead and put up, be they Mitt Romney or be they some other tard at the local level. Essentially, if you're not willing to go ahead and have open, fair, free, honest elections, then what basis is your rulership on? The answer is it's based upon nothing. Nothing at all. That's what strikes me, is that we really cannot live together in peace at all. So why should we? Me, I don't worry about the form of government. What is important is the blood. If you're not of the blood, then what difference does it make whether you have an autocratic tyranny led by a god king? And folks, white people in Mesopotamia and Scandinavia and old Germany used to have rule by god kings. Literally, if you end up having, essentially the king was deemed to be the son of a god. And if you end up having 3 bad harvests in a row, the god king got his throat slit here and got put on the altar and told to tell his daddy, the sky god, we need some rain. That was the bad part about being a god king. But most of the time, you had your choice of pussy, you had your choice of this, choice of everything good. As a people, we have been ruled by a number of forms of government. And what was important was not the so-called form of government. the people who are in power, the people who are in charge, will essentially do whatever the hell they want to. And as long as things go well, nobody minds. The average person, remember, 19 out of 20 don't have any leadership potential, and they sort of know it. So don't become important until you get in a situation like we are today, where everything is starting to fall apart, everything is starting to creak down, everything is starting to be in decline. And essentially, what you end up having is you end up having demand by the niggers and beaners. They be kept up to white levels, but white people can't go ahead and trust that they will have their children, that they will have anything left here. Essentially, these letters saying, well, you're a white supremacist, you believe that whites first here. Folks, they're giving me a compliment. They're saying that I cannot be bought off. They're saying that essentially they can't reason with me. They're saying that, no, Martin, you're not somebody like Matt Blunt who'll go ahead, you know, like the Blunt family or like the Bush family will just go ahead and sell out the people and take whatever we want. You're a freaking maniac. You believe that wrongdoers and traitors ought to be skinned out, at them and their family. Why, hell, you're as easy to get along with as Elijah the prophet. Now, when Elijah won the smackdown at the top of Mount Carmel in front of all of Israel, no one dared lift a finger when Elijah went and slaughtered 450 Baal priests of Jezebel's. The Canaanite bitch queen. No one lifted a finger to go ahead because they had seen a miracle. They had seen fire come down from heaven and consume the altar that Elijah had made from old rocks. From 12 or 13 old rocks, he'd gone ahead and put together to make an altar, and he'd poured seawater all over it. But up to then, there had not been any rain for 3 years in Israel. And people, the poor people, starved to death. The poor people died. And did not Israel have a king? And didn't Yahweh say, well, yes, a king will be there? Well, folks, in many cases, when you had a king in Israel, and you also had Yahweh in Israel, Yahweh went ahead and formed quite a few regime changes. But now, folks, we are coming on the edge of the Great Tribulation. And Yahweh is not going to go ahead and save us. Folks, we have already wasted our birthright. We've gone ahead and given it to the niggers. We've gone ahead and given it to the racial alien. And so, the racial alien has been raised above us, and we've been brought very low. And now these aliens go ahead and insist that we must obey them, that we must go ahead and pay their taxes. We must even go ahead and pay a poll tax in the form of confession. Russ went ahead and essentially made a very good point in that essentially this is what it is. It's a poll tax. It's a tax for people to go ahead and get to choose who they, you know, not get to choose who they want to go ahead and have elected. Now, like I told K. Bombs, just send me a letter so I can go ahead and start the legal proceedings. I'm not going to go ahead and seek a nominating committee. What happens is that rather, I'll just simply tell anybody, even if they're a nigger or a beaner, if you wanted to vote for me but couldn't, therefore, if they want to go ahead and join getting to run for office and getting to vote with paying the taxes, well, folks, then don't vote. You know, if you want to vote for me, you can't. Well, you don't need to pay your property taxes. You don't need to pay any of these taxes here. I hear these people whining about essentially how the nigger attorney general went ahead and went to these nigger churches and told them how they can get around political activity and still keep their 501c3. Well, folks, I don't worry about my 501c3 because I don't have one. I am incorporated in the state of Missouri, the sense of the whole purpose of that job is that the whole purpose of that corporation is to go ahead and prevent people like Morris Gillette from claiming to be Aryan nations in Missouri. Okay? So, any case here, you have a bunch of these clowns here. You have a bunch of these clowns here. Let me see. Martin lived. Okay. I've been to Mount Carmel. I bet you have here. We're talking about the one. We're talking about the one in ancient Israel here. Okay. So, any case here, well, it looks like some of these people have gone ahead and kept their word. Let me see how long have I been yakking here. Well, only 19 minutes here. I'll go ahead and go on for about another 10 minutes or so. And then maybe if somebody wants to call in, they can call in here after, you know, after a break here. Anyway, I have caught up. I have caught up with my, my shows, pretty well. I put the other show up tonight, this morning or something like that here. But no, what we end up having increasingly is essentially these political parties are just going through the motions of claiming to have a horse race while things are falling apart. Now, why in the world should anybody, certainly not in Missouri, support the Republican Party when they have gone ahead essentially and said that, hey, so-and-so cannot run because he's a white supremacist? Okay. Yeah, I'm a white supremacist. I'm not going to go ahead and play, I didn't go ahead and listen to, Save White People thing just yet. I went ahead and listened to Harold Covington's latest, podcast. I think that Harold is going ahead and making a mistake in that what he needs to do, and this sort of got censored here, but when we end up having these tards who are whining about Christian identity and what a big retard I am or something like that, this guy called, he calls himself Rudell. He pretends to be a Nazi Stuka pilot, and essentially I found out that if someone runs around with a Adolf Hitler or Nazi avatar, in many cases they're probably a Jew boy. But here's this character whining about, oh, Revelio Calgulus or something like that. He was this Scottish king who went ahead, I think he was actually a Briganti or something like that, who went ahead and resisted the Roman invasion and talked about making a desert and making it whole. And essentially he didn't much care for the Roman Empire, and I don't blame him. He did right here. But this guy is not a racial warrior. He believes in Revelio P. Oliver. Well, what did Revelio P. Oliver do for white nationalism? Really, when it came down to it, as an intellectual, he went ahead and wrote a lot of nice little words, went ahead and pulled on his own pecker to show how smart he was and how the rest of us, especially if we're Christians, are so very dumb. But you go ahead and you look at the fruits of what they've done. Kevin Alfred Strom is a weak character. I don't see why Revelio P. Oliver just didn't simply, just like old the Reverend Mongoloid Hardy or Hardy Mongoloid, I forget which here, you know, Woden's only living prophet that lived, former creatard until somebody threatened to, you know, whip his ass, a shooter of cougars in the face, so-called claimer of a 200 IQ. What happens is that he did have a point here. If you're going to go ahead, essentially, and worship yourself, you might as well worship yourself and cut out the middleman and cut out the sky pilots. Just go ahead and just say, I worship me. Don't go ahead and run around like Mona Montgomery with their little value meal, churchianity, to where you go ahead and you pick the stuff you like here. You pretty well tell God that, you know, he's such a nice little critter here, why you feel like going ahead and loving him, and, you know, God's sort of like a retarded puppy. What happens is God's going to wag his tail when you finally decide to pay attention to him and obey some of his laws, the ones you like. Why don't you just simply, you know, like I told Mona Montgomery, and like I'd tell Revelio P. Oliver if he's still around, or Kevin Alfred Strom, or Cal Gouis and Rudell and the rest, why don't you, rather than bitch about Christians and Christianity, why don't you just simply worship yourself at the First Church of Solipsism? That way you can go ahead and pull on your own peck without guilt. You can do whatever the hell you want to without guilt, because remember, you worship yourself. At least you're honest about it. You're sort of like the Reverend Mongoloid Hardy. Reverend Mongoloid Hardy might sound crass, and yes, he is crass, but, well, hey, he means what he says. Worship yourself. Have done with it. Don't go ahead and say about how you worship reason or the goddess of liberty, because usually when that happened, it was a bunch of, like, Jews going ahead and chopping the head off of Marie Antoinette here, the god of reason. Essentially, it was a rather bloody god, wasn't it? No, folks, just go ahead and have done with it and worship yourself. But the problem of it is that when you have somebody who worships himself, he doesn't worship God, he worships whatever the hell he wants to do. Well, why not? When you are having trouble, why not go ahead and just admit to whatever Zog says? Why even bother go ahead and stick up at all? Why not go ahead and go along with the rest of the herd about, really, you know, what happens? Revelio P. Oliver will say in 12%. Why don't you go with the 88% of the common herd that essentially worships itself here? Say you worship Christ, say you believe in God, but essentially you worship yourself. And essentially, when you live life like that, you won't have any problems. Essentially, you'll just be an average wigger herd animal. You go ahead and you worship yourself, and what you do is you make sure that you stay clear of Zog. Now, people like that, though, you can't trust, because, well, it's a whole lot easier when they worship themselves. You're always having to go ahead and pay them off, like, what have you done for me recently? Because remember, I worship myself. What have you done for me recently? What have you done for me lately? Bump, 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 bump. What is, you know, I think it was that one of Michael Jackson's nigger singer, you know, sisters here. Bump, 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 what have you done for me lately? That was before niggers just got all together into crap here, or rap, or whatever. What have you done for me lately? I forget what nigger sister it was of Michael Jackson who sang that. I think it was in the 80s or 90s or something she sang that shit here. Revelio P. Oliver. So, what happens is that, as I remember it, it's the same spelt backwards as forwards here. And let me just say, Revelio P. Oliver was very smart. He was very, very, very smart here. And when he got real old and real sick, he went in and just shot himself. He worshipped himself. And his biggest disciple was Kevin Alfred Strom. And his biggest, you know, Kevin Alfred Strom's biggest disciple is Hatting the Meerkat. I remember what, I mean, essentially, Covington was talking sort of elliptically about these retards having egg on their faces over, be it Bill White, be it something else here. Essentially, you end up having somebody goes ahead and brings up the point, and essentially Wiggerswill, White Will Williams here, right? As I call him, Wiggerswill Wheelos, because Williams is a Wheelos name, and sort of like Evan Williams went ahead and married a squaw. He moved from Wales, moved to Bourbon County, Kentucky, used the water there to take Indian corn and essentially make real good whiskey from it. And Evan Williams is pretty good whiskey, but Wiggerswill Wheelos. And essentially what boils down to is that Wiggerswill Wheelos, in one of the great moments of the old white trash history here over on Four Facts Thieves, admitted same thing that Covington had gone ahead and claimed the entire time, is that William Pierce took money from the order, and that Pierce gave Wiggerswill $350 or whatever the filing fee was to go ahead and go after Harold Covington. Pierce did that. He paid Wiggerswill Williams to go ahead and do that. And that's what was admitted over on Four Fag Thieves. That's what was admitted. Essentially, what you have is that you have a Zogbot paying another Zogbot to go ahead and found a malicious lawsuit against someone who went ahead and said quite clearly and unequivocally the truth. I think it's stupid to go ahead, essentially, and cut these Purecite tards any slack. Cut these Create tards any slack. What happens is that what ended up getting censored, I said, look, Harold, you need, you know, just like with Facebook 6 months ago, you need to cast a wide net. You got 20,000 listeners here? Work on getting 30,000. Work on getting 40,000. Don't worry about what happens on Spermfront. What happens is that Harold Covington is not officially, according to Jack Poot, censored. But according to the little meerkat who goes ahead and does the bitching here, who hasn't spent any money adding, essentially, what with Lycia, the National Alliance, Big Fat South, Spermfront Haugus, and all these other little Purecite tards over on Spermfront, essentially, you are not to go ahead and talk about Covington. You're not to talk about Northwest Front. There's some 70-year-old guy here. Essentially, he was sort of forced to take off his NorthwestFront.org thing. Now, over on White News Now, Whigger News Now, you had the Sigurd. Here is some little Whigress or maybe Anglo-Mestizos pretending to be a white bitch over on Jamie Kelso's Whigger News Now. And essentially, she bitched and pissed and moaned that this, Covingtonista sometime, who is with the Finkelschini. By the way, there's a Finkelschiniite here who is going ahead and strutting his stuff. And, folks, I don't worry about Fink. I don't worry about Eli James. I don't worry about any of these characters because, remember, it's who you are, what you are that's important, not what form of government you supposedly live under, which doesn't really mean anything because a government of white people will go ahead and be a sort of relatively free speech community. This sort of thing. You know, I remember when Clint Downey first come in and started censoring people, the actual Christian identity community was shocked. How can you go in and censor a white man who's just saying what he wants to say? I mean, they were shocked. Now there's no longer any shock because essentially if you're a white man Christian identity, you understand is that censorship is the norm. I was going ahead and looking over on 2.5 Men, which is Oba Gender Benders. What happens, this woman, I forget her name here, she actually had a webpage, a profile, a Google profile. What I seen was about a 60-some-year-old woman, maybe in her early 70s. Essentially, she's looking for somebody in Australia. You go ahead, you see a picture of her, and essentially, she may have been hot 50 years ago. She's not hot now. But essentially, you do have a real name. And essentially, Oba Gender Bender won't let her on. It might be a Marty sock puppet. Come on now, Oba Gender Bender. The reason this critter isn't on is because, you know, you won't let this woman on, this elderly woman on, is because, hey, she's a white woman. You can pretend that she's just another R.D. Bradshaw in the making, and she probably is, because, hey, she probably means it when she says she wants to be around white people. She wants to be around Israelites. And so she will not like 2.5 Mamsers. I go ahead and see a number of famous people like Wheeler McPherson, a number of relatively semi-famous people on the outskirts of Christian Identity. They go over 2.5 Mamsers because they see the ChristianIdentityForum.net and think it's a Christian Identity Forum. And it turns out to be anything but that. So what to do? And the answer is they go ahead and they look at it and they see the Marty posts and then they think, what the hell is going on here? Over on the Manser Bill, they see the Mumps Nuts post. They see the Shitty Boob. They see the Jeremy Visser post. And oh, by the way, I did go ahead and see, essentially when Visser was sort of coming on to you, Andy. When you're around pisser possums, don't speak softly, you sit down, You sit down, you keep your mouth shut, and you carry a big piss-em club here for essentially knocking pisser possums in the head here when they get frisky. But, oh, where was I? So it is hilarious that all these people think that they're going to carry forward and that their message is going to carry forward as they censor somebody. And the answer is not here. It's not. In the case of Harold Covington, do the same thing like I urge you back in Facebook here. Don't listen to Steve Elder. Don't listen to Claudia Chadwick. Certainly don't listen to JT Reddy. Don't ban people. Essentially what you do is that you want as many people to listen to your podcast as possible here. And what you've done is you've come up with a pretty good format involving some levity of a panel discussion to go ahead and make it an hour and 10 minutes to where it will fit on a CD as an MP3 file. By all means, go ahead and keep on doing what you are doing. And then if you want to go ahead and have somebody else go ahead and take up some of the load here, they can go ahead and have their Radio Free Northwest supplement or something like that. You know, there's nothing wrong with having Andy have his own show, or Axis Sally have her own show, or something else. It doesn't have to be controlled, absolutely. But as far as running a political organization, I know that Carol Covington wants to go ahead and do that. What I see is that this Stormfront and this VNNF stuff here, which is sort of going by the wayside, increasingly what happens is people go ahead, you know, when people are white and they're looking for answers, they go to Stormfront, and essentially it goes ahead and keeps them bottled up there for about 2 or 3 months until they find out these are nothing but tards, and then they're looking for something else. I think Andy sort of said that he went ahead and found something about Radio Free Northwest on Stormfront. What you need to do is you need to go ahead and keep your own brand name. You need to go ahead and have, you know, perhaps an actual V-Bulletin forum, which is run not by, you know, essentially not run under Harold Covington's aegis, so therefore you can go ahead and talk about Hoyerswill, you can talk about Hattie, you can talk about a number of things here. And that's what I've done. I've gone ahead, I usually use a Harold Covington sock puppet to go ahead and print what Harold has to say of the time. I go ahead and post it. And what you do is you bypass Stormfront, you go ahead and bypass VNNF. What you do is you go ahead and go to the third and fourth line V-Bulletin forums, be it Apricity, be it Scotty, be it a number of other ones, and you go ahead and you get around that by, well, essentially doing what you want here. As far as this one character on Whigger News Now, essentially he went ahead and kept his northwestfront.org thing and told Siegfried or whatever, Wigfried or whatever, to simply pound sand up her mangina for all anybody cares here. Simply, you don't go ahead and argue directly with Hadding. You don't argue directly with Swiggerswill. You just go ahead and do whatever the hell you want to do. And let the Stormfront moderators piss and moan as to whether or not they want to go ahead and run private email or they want to run a real forum by simply ignoring what the hell the decree is from on top. And folks, that's how most white people ought to live their lives here. Stop going ahead and worrying about what the government says or what the government does or what the government wants. Who gives a shit here? If the Republicans aren't going to go ahead and say that Obongo is just nothing but a Kenyan Indonesian nigger here, don't go ahead and worry about what happens to the Republican Party. Folks, we're not going to get better until Mitt Romney's Mormon wife and daughters are raped by niggers. Niggers with syphilis and AIDS. Raped by Trayvon Obongo. A whole bunch of little Trayvon Obongo nigger types here. If I had a nigger son, he'd be a syphilitic nigger here. Sort of like, you know, Trayvon Martin here. He'd be a high syphilitic nigger here who goes ahead and beats up on Jim, on Beaner Juice. Trayvon Obongo. Well, folks, until old Mitten's wife and daughters go ahead and rape my whore, the syphilitic and gays-infested Trayvon Obongos, why, essentially the Republican Party ain't going to do anything for the white race here. They're just going to sell them out. Screw! Screw the Republicans and screw Trayvon Obongo. Okay? So anyway, I'm going to go ahead. In any case, I'm going to go ahead and take a break here. And we'll have probably about a 3 or 4 minute break this time. And that way, we can let people go ahead and call in if they want. And anyway, by the way, Trader Glenn Miller, he usually doesn't do anything good, but I hear that Joe Paul Franklin, the guy who went ahead and shot all these niggers and race mixers, they're talking in Missouri about executing him pretty soon. And folks, I'd like essentially at least for some of the Christian identity people in the movement to go ahead and make sure that he gets a adequate funeral and that he goes ahead and gets, well, at least through someone like me, he goes ahead and gets letters to Joe Paul Franklin telling him that, folks, we really appreciate you, Joe Paul Franklin. Joe Paul, you were a hero. You may not have been altogether sane, but you were a hero. You were a man. And you did what needed to be done here. Folks, I really want to be understood that Joe Paul, Franklin is not going to just go ahead and be, run through like a dog, and that he will have some people who think that he's a hero. And maybe, folks, if you make it, the point here is that if you're going to go ahead and execute our heroes, don't be bitching when we go ahead and we win some war and we go ahead and execute your heroes, your leaders. So I wanted to go ahead and talk about Joe Paul Franklin before I went ahead and forgot it here. So we're going to go ahead and take about a 5 minute break, and then we will be back. And I'll be receiving calls if anybody wants to call in. Hail victory, folks.
Makushna, Makushna, your sweet voice is calling me softly again and again. Makushna, Makushna, awake from your dream.
Okay, folks, we're back. It looks like Zogbuster, well, it looks like Zogbuster came back on. Joe Pennsylvania sort of left for a little while. In any case, what I do is on these shows, what I do is on TalkShoe, I go ahead and just record it as it is here for, what, 3, sometimes 4, you know, no longer 5 hours, but I go ahead and I do a recording, and I'm not even sure if TalkShoe will accept an over 5-hour recording anymore. Let's see, the other time here where they had Chris Drake go on, old Newskike got cut off at 4 hours and 50-some minutes. They used to be at 4 hours and 50 minutes. They used to give you the option to press *67 to have another hour. In the new TalkShoe, I don't think they do that anymore. But what I do is I go ahead and talk about whatever comes up, whatever, you know, it goes ahead and gets my mind to thinking about. And then what I do is I go ahead and use the WavePad, just like Harold Covington did, or, you know, Colonel House used to do. And I go ahead and I join these songs together. And some of these songs here, I just go ahead and think about a song. Probably the next one is going to be, what do you get when you fuck with Jews here? You know, what do you get when you fuck with Jews? You get enough lies to catch pneumonia. So for at least for this time only, I'll never fuck with Jews again. Anyway, that's probably the next parody song. So what I do is I come up with a bunch of parody songs. During the last show, I was, you know, turned to PBS, and they have Pledge Week or something like that. So they have the British bands and they have the folk music bands here. And I'm not going to spend $150 or $250 for a pledge. But what I will do is I'll just go ahead and look and see what they got, and then I'll go ahead and go on to YouTube. So pretty well, the last episode had some songs from the 60s that I sort of liked here, and about the cutest one, the cutest video. This was really before they did video. Had a beautiful English girl, and the Trogs were going ahead, and you know, what was the name of it? Surrounded by Love or something like that. So, anyway... Yeah, well, some of it is, you know, Mary had a little mamzer. Well, folks, what happens is that I do sort of take requests here. The next item, probably all, you know, parody song is, what do you get when you fuck with Jews? You know what I mean? Or, I'll never fuck with Jews again. You know the... Yeah, you know the tune here, and it's been going ahead, going through my mind. Every so often, I'll go ahead and come up with a little song or something like that here. So anyway, where was I here? Looks like number 56 decided to give it up, so I'll go ahead and unmute him. There was a deal that I had with John Doe, 20137, whatever. And essentially, he's promised not to spam the chat here. Okay. Well, you just came on, I think, number 61. In any case, where was I? What I'm going to have to do this weekend is work on going ahead and filing a federal lawsuit. But, folks, I'm not really worried about it. Like I explained to K-Bomb, there's no way in hell that I'm going to get elected at all. In fact, during the citywide elections, and by the way, what does running for a county office have to do with whether or not I file a Missouri income tax form? Okay? Another lawsuit? Well, the whole purpose of it is to go ahead, you know, and people say, well, instead you lose every single lawsuit. Why do you file these things? And the reason I file these things is to give Zog a chance to obey its own little constipation and bill of goods. It goes ahead and says that, yes, I'm serious about this sort of thing. Now, folks, increasingly, it's sort of like this Obongo lawsuit against the Obongo Care. It ought to be called Romney Care, And here's old Romney. He went ahead and made the point is that, well, it just applied to states. Well, folks, if you can go ahead and make someone in a state go ahead and buy health insurance from a corporation, from a private corporation, why in the world can't you go ahead and just apply it to all the other states here? Don't give me this crap that you believe in states' rights because you didn't believe in the rights of the people from Massachusetts. Say so, all you were was just a piece of shit Republican, a vulture capitalist, who essentially wants to go ahead and live off of white people. What we got to understand is that this society has a goal of destroying, well, Yahweh's servant nation of white people. And so what it does believe in is that you have all these people, and they were bitching like, well, what happens is that, let's see, let's go ahead and talk a little bit about current events. You had these unions in Wisconsin go to recall a governor who essentially cut away all the stuff that they had gotten from the legislature's past, like collective bargaining and the right to strike and the right to go ahead and essentially hold the taxpayer at risk here to go ahead and just pay a high pension funds, pay high this, pay high that here. Well, folks in California, essentially, all these little schemes are going by the wayside. I was listening to look at this one pig. He was bitching because he had a house underwater in California. And he essentially was whining because he would have to pay, you know, up from 16% of his basic wage. He'd have to go ahead and pay up to 37% for health insurance for his retirement fund. He was pissing and moaning about how he couldn't afford to do that, how he couldn't afford to live in California, how he couldn't do this, he couldn't do that. Well, folks in California, what you have is that you've got a situation where all the beaners are moving in, and essentially they get everything for free and they get everything at the taxpayer's expense while the white taxpayers are leaving the state. Folks, this entire situation is designed to destroy the white race. It's designed to go ahead and make it to where you cannot have children. And then, you know, I was listening to Axis Sally. She was talking about outbreeding. Well, folks, what if you're like my stupid slut of a stepdaughter who had four beautiful white children? And what happens is that they, you know, Zog, the local Zog, went ahead and took those children as easy as my brother went ahead and stole a raccoon kitten way back in 1984 or 1985 out of the mouth of this stupid raccoon mother. Just simply went ahead and went up to this raccoon mother and just simply yanked the raccoon kitten that she had in her mouth away from her and took it. That's pretty well what Zog did. And essentially, the state courts, the Missouri Court of Appeals Southern District allowed that to happen. Folks, these lawsuits are not to go ahead essentially and have, you know, that I expect that a bunch of criminals and lawyers and masons and the rest here are going to go ahead and rule in favor of white people or white families. The whole purpose of it is to justify essentially exterminating Quakers. Now, I had on the Newskike show, you had old Mike Blevins, a.k.a. Von Bluefins, whining like a pussy that I laughed my head off when old J.T. Reddy, I heard J.T. Reddy went ahead and shot a 15-month-old beanerous, little baby beaner in the head. I laughed my head off. Oh, it's so wicked. Why is it wicked? Same thing over on the Manzer Barrel. On the Manzer Barrel, you had the two Jews, the two known Jews, Bluto, or as I call him, Pluto Zimmer-Mamzer, who's a sock puppet of a Jew named Johnson, a.k.a. Junestein. Essentially, they were whining, you know, they were gloating that essentially Trader Glenn Miller said that Joe Paul Franklin was going to be executed pretty soon in Missouri and called him trash, white trash. I said, look, Jew boy, from what I gather, he not only shot niggers, he went ahead and shot Jews, too. He shot Jews as well as niggers. He went ahead and firebombed synagogues. I mean, not just little shit like Kevin O'Keefe did here, or Alex Curtis did by leaving a snake down. I'm talking about serious, trying to kill kikes in it here, bombing. And shooting Jews and niggers and mud sharks and, and Larry Flint and Vernon Jordan, I mean, pretty well where he got caught was during the hue and cry when he shot old, Clinton's nigger buddy Vernon Jordan. So, folks, which goes to show here, you don't want to have a tattoo running around, but in any case, these Jews didn't like Joe Paul Franklin. Well, I like Joe Paul Franklin. I don't really like him talking to Trader Glenn Mirabal. On the other hand, this guy seems that he is being ignored. And I think people need to know that we really appreciate what he has done. We appreciate, instead of being a little intellectual and talking big shit, Joe Paul Franklin did what took when the rubber met the road. Now, I don't think Joe Paul Franklin, some people say he's a paranoid schizophrenic, and maybe he is, I don't know. I used to meet a lot of nutty people at the nut house. People who were really fucked up, some of them were white, although most of them were niggers and Jews and all such vermin here, and most of them were suffering from Peter Duncan instead of anything else, but, folks, I really honor what Joe Paul Franklin did. So, this is another thing I'm going to have to go ahead and do over the weekend, is get my printer working and write a letter and ask Joe Paul if he's made funeral arrangements here. What does he want done with his body? Does he want to have a Christian identity funeral or memorial service? Because, folks, I mean, look, Joe Paul, I mean, some of the vast majority of Whiggers, and certainly the Jews and the Mansers and the niggers, they don't like you. But there's some of us who really do honor what you did. We really honor it. I'm not going to go ahead and pretend. Oh, boo-hoo, he said some niggers. Fuck. Good luck. Good work. Now, of course, when you start doing shit like that, it's just a matter of time before you get, cuffed and stuffed or shot. But, hey, I don't have anything bad. I have nothing but respect for Joe Paul Franklin. I had more respect for Buford Furl, but I think he was somewhat of a zogbot. He wasn't much of a shot either. They say Joe Paul Franklin was actually, sort of blind in an eye or two here, but he did manage to go ahead and get done what he needed to get done for a while. It just goes to show that if you end up having a bunch of Joe Paul Franklins, you can't really get much of anything done. He's not the sort of character you really want to have around when you are running a stable social order. But when you're running a shithole like Zog is, you definitely don't want Joe Paul Franklin around. But I really respect Joe Paul Franklin here. And, I think it's time to go ahead and show some really respect here. So I need to go ahead and write him a letter. And if any of you want to go ahead and send an email, and I'll, of course, take your name and address off it here. I don't want to have you writing him a letter, write Joe Paul a letter here. Let me write Joe Paul a letter. Include your letters here to Joe Paul Franklin. But, folks, I really, what happens, I go ahead and put it on the webpage. I really, I hate it that, everybody seemed to have forgot about him other than that piece of shit, Trader Glenn Miller here, who wants to rub his leprous sores against a real hero like he did, Joe Paul Franklin and Edgar Steele and Matt Hale, although I ain't that crazy about Matt Hale. And, oh, by the way, Bitch Tits Bill here, he's still gone and escaped here, so all I gotta say is run, Bitch Tits, run. You know what I mean? Don't get caught. Don't get caught. I don't like Bitch Tits Bill either, but, I do. I have some respect for Bitch Tits. I really do. And old Bitch Tits, he's just chewing ass on old Hattie here. You know what I mean? he's chewing shit ass on Hattie here. He probably chew ass on Wiggerswill and the rest of these other tards here. But, for my guy, he sort of made peace with Alex Linder. I hope not here. Why do I dislike Von Bluefins here? What happens is the reason I don't like Von Blevins is I think he's a Jew. I do know he's a whiny little poser who plays games here, and essentially, as guest number 30, whined like a pussy. I thought it was a pisser possum. I thought it was Oba Gender Bender when he first started freaking whining. Then it turned out it was Mike Blevins pissing and moaning because, essentially, JT Reddy, who I call a piece of shit, and, you know, a possible kike, went ahead and shot a 15-month-old beaner, beaner split talus here, shot a little baby latriner in the, in the face or in the head, and he was pissing and moaning because I was gloating about it. Well, hey, folks, we need a world without Mamsers, or if there is a world with Mamsers, they need to be on their side of the Rio Grande. They need to be where they belong. They don't need to be in this country. Essentially, you don't need these characters. Here's Mike Blevins whining like a pussy here and chewing on my ass about what a monster I am, because essentially I don't like baby mongrels, okay? And I don't. One time this character was even pretending to be Christian identity. Come on, Mike Blevins. I mean, shoot. I gotta admit. That critter showed up in Copenhagen. All the Danes would be running to it, for advice on how to do its taxes here. Mike Blevins is a poser. He's altogether a poser. Get the fuck out of the movement. Rather hang around the movement than whine like a pussy here, because some of us don't like these mongrels that are invading this country here, and they think they all need to be dead. What happens? A little baby mongrel's going to grow up to be a big mongrel. I imagine people in South Dakota turned into a bunch of wiggers, but I remember when I was a kid here, there were some people who were the sons and grandsons of people who got killed by these damned Indians. Sioux Indians. And they didn't like Indians. They sort of thought Custer should have had a free hand to slaughter every single damn one of them, piss on putting them on reservations. And if you were a squaw man, you were lower than even a damned Indian. People didn't like squaw men. They called them squaw men because essentially they were wiggers who went ahead and got some red pussy. You know what I mean? And some of them were better people here. My grandfather's hired man was, he was a relatively honorable person, but he still liked that squaw pussy. There's another character. He was half Indian, but he liked, he liked that squaw pussy too. But then again, he was an Indian, so that could sort of be forgiven. But old John Dahl. What happens is that the director of public health in Hughes County, South Dakota, which Hughes County, Peter is the county seat. It's also the state capital, but the director of public health in Hughes County, South Dakota, said it was, him, his two squaws had the worst case of syphilis he'd ever seen in his 30 years of public health here. I mean, they had tertiary syphilis pretty bad. Open syphilis sores. And essentially, John was my dad's, hired man on occasion here. What my dad used to do is that occasionally if he went to pier, he'd go ahead and make a stop at the puppy, at the pound here and, buy a bunch of puppies for $1 a head and essentially, swear up and down he'd give them a good home here, and he did here. I mean, he'd go ahead and give them John Dahl's squaws here, and essentially they'd go ahead and give them a good home too here. My dad used to tell a story about how he was going out, from this guy from Chicago, the salesman, who sells lubricants here or something. Sells something here. And my dad went out with him here. And he come across, I think this is over Fort Thompson. Fort Thompson. And, essentially, there's this big old, there's a squad. She has a big old iron, cauldron. And she's making up a stew. And, she offers something to my dad and the salesman. My dad says, no, thank you. And, I'm the salesman. He wanted to be friendly. So he goes ahead and eats it. He finds it delicious here. He thought it delicious. He asked for seconds here. So what happens, the squad tells him, dig deep, puppy on bottom. But what I gather, the salesman had trouble keeping down what he thought was a formerly delicious meal here down here. Dig deep, puppy on bottom. Of course, this was way back in the 50s or so here. You know, but like my dad said, is that it don't matter. You can go ahead and take a, you know, you can have a good-looking Indian squaw, you know, about, what, 16, 17, 18, and she'll look cute. She will look like a little poker hot-ass princess here. But what happens, she'll go to St. Joseph, I think that was the name of the school in Pier, Eastern Pier, you know, down by the river bottoms here. She'll go to this Catholic mission, St. Joseph School for Indians. And what happens is that, you know, she'll get out here when she's 18, and within 6 months here, she'll have a red nigger pup, and she will be fat as hell here. You know what I mean? She'll no longer be a good-looking squaw. You know what I mean? So don't you go in and be humping or tapping these squaws here. Anyway, where was I here? so anyway, here, well, I'm looking at this here. Why do I like blonde blue ones? I don't here. Do you have any fishing buddies or drinking buddies? The answer is no. Okay. Well, he was. What happens is that shit. He's just a screwed up little Jew boy. He wants to play Nazi. Is what he is. So he runs from one place to another here, and essentially even the Uyghurs get tired of his shit. That's what ends up happening with these people here. Huh? Oh, why did he leave the movement? I guess he sort of thought is that essentially maybe he wants to go ahead and embrace his inner kike here. You know what I mean? What happens, I got to laugh, and Linda went ahead and, you know, tard corralled him and then went ahead and did a virtual execution of him back in, what, 2007? Let me see here. So, in any case, what happens is that, you know, Mike Blevins got tired of all the open contempt directed toward him, all the people who said he was a Jew, and essentially, I got tired of his, well, essentially, you know, playing the little kite game of boo-hoo-hoo, boo-hoo-hoo, boo-hoo-hoo. How can you be so mean to non-whites and Jews? Well, I can see why you feel that way, Blevins. You know what I mean? The reason you feel that way is because you're a Jew yourself. You know? So, you know. Anyway. Well, Von did sort of handle it like a man here. I had to laugh here because Von Blevins went ahead and said is that, well, you put me in this tard corral. Well, all VNF is just a greater free-range tard corral. So that's my, you know, when people call it VNNF here, I also put a slash for TGMNNF, for Trader Glenn Miller News Network Forum. And I go ahead and put another slash, you know, GFRTCNNF, for Greater Free Range Tard Corral NNF here. I'll go ahead, and I think that Blevins did take it pretty good. It's just that... Speaking of which, old Stevie Buck, or Stephen B., you know, supposed humper of Paris Hilton, got banned on April 2nd or 3rd of this year. Linder's gone ahead and just banned a whole bunch of his tards. So, folks, what you see is that you see increasingly a dying of the V-Bulletin forums. And the way to go ahead and get around that is, you know, don't fight directly with Hadding, don't fight with Wiggerswill, don't fight with April Gady. People are wondering, why you met April Gady? Well, April Gady is just a self-serving twat. That's all she is. She's just a self-serving twat who goes ahead and puts out for about everybody here. Now, April, she's like the Empress Masala, who pretty well said, well, how can you go ahead and screw so much here and not get caught? My pregnancy, and she's just pretty well said, is I don't take on passengers unless I already have cargo, i.e., unless she was already pregnant, she wouldn't go ahead and screw about everybody. not until she was pregnant with supposedly the emperor, Claudius's, children here. But then Claudius was all wondering if old Messala hadn't gone ahead and been screwing around on him, too. So he went ahead and adopted Nero, and he married his niece, and she went ahead and poisoned him, and essentially that's what he got for it. But old April, I guess she doesn't go ahead and carry on. Her and Corncob are deeply in love. And folks, let me just go ahead and say that I have some respect for Corncob. He doesn't much care for Christian Day, but at least he doesn't go ahead and pretend that he's, he doesn't pretend that he's one of us here. I don't all dare trust Corncob, but Corncob has been working real hard in Wilston, North Dakota. And, folks, there'd be some people why, rather than just be a tard behind the keyboard, if you're in pretty good health here, you don't have a job, I'd recommend you somehow get a, hitch a ride in, say, June or something like that. Just like Corncob did a couple of years ago. He went ahead and went with a backpack from, spent some of the winter in a hole behind the old Walmart in Kalispell. And fought with Carl Garst. And Carl Garst thinks he's a Zogbot. Thinks Edgar Steele's a Zogbot. Thinks April is a Zogbot. Don't want anything to do with any of these people. And, in any case, come spring 2011, Corncob went with a backpack to Wilston, North Dakota, and got a job and bought a tent. And now, if you're willing to pay $143 a month and fly a Create Tardivity flag here, he will find a place for you to live while you work in the oil fields or do something, having to do with the oil fields in North Dakota. And I bet he'd probably take Christian Day people, as long as you went ahead and pretended that you were thinking about becoming a creatard. And essentially, I just simply say, look, Corncob, we all have to live our own little lives here. What if I gave you $150, I don't have to fly the creatard flag at all. You know what I mean? But I won't fly a Christian Identity flag. I'll just simply not fly any flag, and I'll give you a little bit of premium for no flag, for no flag actions or something like that here. No big deal. So I have some respect for Corncob. But anyway, where was I here? Maybe later on here. Anyway, Andy, you have a good one, okay? It looks like he's already left here. Yeah. So what is the main premise of creatardism? What happens, the main premise of creatardivity is that you end up, and I believe Benny Klassen was a Jew boy, instead of Jews worshiping themselves as their own Messiah, what happens is that creatards, he went ahead, essentially says, you ought to go ahead and worship Whiggers and Anglo-Mestizos as being the creators of everything that's good. And therefore, it's not really a religion. It's just simply a bunch of stuff here where essentially you worship yourself, but you worship yourself as a race instead of like Mongoloid Hardy going ahead and worshiping yourself as an individual or as a solipsist here. I don't see what the point of creativity is at all. It's not really a religion. It's just simply, I think, an affectation. Now, there are some creators I can go ahead and get along with, like Mike Mazzone or Corncob or Joe the Creator or whatever. But in many cases, I was tempted to call in, but I didn't because I was working on my garden late last night, on safewhitepeople.com. I was going to ask, okay, you got a bunch of publicity. You went ahead and dressed up, John King dress up as a gorilla in Times Square as a whole sign. What did that do really to save the white race? And the answer is it didn't do anything. Okay? So what's the main premise of creatardism? Essentially what it is that white people as a race are the creators. You ought to worship the white race. And it's not that big of a deal from having Jews worship themselves as a race to essentially a self-hating Jew going ahead and saying, well, okay, I'm white, therefore we ought to worship the white race as a separate race. Essentially, it was a self-hating Jew boy who went ahead and said the white people ought to worship themselves as a race, as opposed to, as a Jew, going ahead and worshiping Jews as a race, okay? Anyway. Well, okay. Well, you have a good one, Frankenwigger. And to be honest with you, I sort of run out of steam as well. I really have. I don't think anybody's going to go ahead and call in tonight. So, in any case here, 7:30, 8:30. Anyway, I've gone ahead and done about a two and a half hour show. This might very well be enough of a show here tonight, okay? But what I wanted to point out is that in many cases, the basis for having a representational democracy is free, open, honest elections. And essentially, you have the decaying Anglo-Mestizos and Whiggers and Jews who want to run things or pretend to run things. Essentially, they don't want to have an open election. They want to go ahead and close down the electoral process. They want to go ahead and say, well, who can run for office? And essentially, in order to run for office, you've got to go ahead and obey what we've already done. And you can't go ahead and be an office holder unless you've gone ahead and essentially swore an oath to all the bad things that these people have done and set up. Missouri became a state in 1820 or 1821, and it wasn't until 185 years later, in 2006, they went ahead and passed a law that essentially you need to go ahead and do this, or you have to go ahead essentially and, you know, white men have to go ahead essentially and file income tax returns here. When they didn't have an income tax, they didn't have the notion that you had to go ahead essentially and pay a poll tax as a white man in order to run for public office here. So how did the state of Missouri manage to survive for 185 or 186 years on that? Okay, well, it sounds like I have a call waiting here, but I'm not going to go ahead and answer it right yet. Anyway, I'm going to go ahead and, I guess I'm going to have to go ahead and work on filing a lawsuit here. I didn't really know what I was going to go ahead and talk about. So I'll go ahead and, I think this is going to be about it here. Unless somebody else has a real good idea, I'm going to go ahead and say, hail victory. May Yahweh bless. Good night.
White men clad in black are we. Hi-yi-oh-ho, and we'll stamp out the tyranny. Hi-yi-oh-ho, white men go, revolt ho, on the city roof, let the red cock crow. White men go, civil war ho, on the courthouse lawns, let red blood flow. When Adam delved and Eve defend, Kyrie-lei-i, all who was then the ruling man, Kyrie-lei-i. White men go, revolt ho, on the city roof, let the red cock crow. White men go, Civil War, ho. On the corner blocks, let red blood flow. Four white men, their rifles shoot. The Jews are laid low. On sogling neck, we stomp our boots to stamp out Castro. White men go, we vote ho. On the city roof, let the red cock crow. White men go, civil war ho. On the courthouse lawns, let red blood flow. The regime must only love its greed. Hi-yi-yo-ho. The love of God our only need. Hi-yi-yo-ho. White men go, we vote ho. On the city roof, let the red cock crow. White men go, civil war ho. On the courthouse lawns, let red blood flow. We'll conquer for our cause's right. Hi-yi-yo-ho. Our sons won't have to go and fight. Hi-yi-yo-ho. White men go, we vote ho. On the city roof, let the red cock crow. White men go, civil war ho. On the courthouse lawns, let red blood flow.